morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Mary Jane. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mary Lou?
I'm great. Great.
Hey. Good. Good.
Are you outside this morning?
No, I'm not outside this morning.
Okay.
Are you?
No, I thought I heard some noise almost like you were in the car or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, there is some noise on the line. I don't know. It sounds like water or is
yeah.
Like outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we are
yeah.
It? Gosh.
No, I don't
well,
think so.
No.
Just meant
we're
me
the
check.
Only one speaking up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we've got lots of folks with us this morning. Would anyone else like to speak up? We've got Mary Jane from.
I'm Bonnie. Bonnie's here from Minnesota.
Hey, Bonnie. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, anyone else?
Bonnie's here from Olympia.
Hey, good morning, Monty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monty. This is Way.
Good morning, Way.
Hi, good morning, Way from California.
Hi.
Bonnie from Minnesota and Mary Jane from Oregon. And I don't know why, but I wrote down Rosemary. Is there a Rosemary on the call? Well, that was a little different. I certainly did. I wrote down Rosemary here this morning. So if you're there, Rosemary, good morning. Okay. Anyone else on the call that would like to speak up and tell us where you're from? Okay, this is Mary. Oh, good morning. Oh, we've
got... Good morning, this is Dottie. Hi, this is Dottie from Massachusetts.
Good morning, Dottie.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Oh, that's doing awesome.
Great. You fixed a new recipe yesterday. I'm kind of anxious to hear.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I'll have to share the recipes with you. What I thought, anyways.
Okay. All right. Oh, I grabbed the wrong piece of paper.
I know it. I'm on the road right now. I just had a little flu shot and stuff. Haven't had my breakfast yet.
Oh, dear. Late back there.
I know. I am, yeah. Well, I usually walk the dogs, and then I have breakfast. I usually don't eat breakfast before I walk, so this isn't too late.
Okay. All right, good morning, everybody. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. Would you like to speak up and let us know who's here and where you're from, if you've not already told us? While I'm feverishly digging for my statement for the morning.
Good morning, Mary Lou. This is Onita.
Hi, Onita. Good morning.
Mary Lou, this is Mary Lou in Texas.
Hey, Mary Lou. All right. Thanks for letting us know. And Onita, you're from Kansas, right?
Right.
That's what I thought. Well, everybody, this is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. Welcome. I can't find my statement. Monty's probably sitting at the computer and...
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, would you?
Sure, I'll do it for you this morning.
Thanks.
Welcome to the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and the purpose for the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study Book by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikin. The China Study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 818 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchases. You are our guests. We ask only that if you find this helpful and see benefit in anything you've learned, please pass on the call number kind to others, and we'd like to thank you for allowing us into your home, your office, or your car at this time. And Mary Lou, take it away.
Hey, thanks a lot, Monty. Wow, what a team. That is great. Okay, if we've got any new folks on the call this morning, and if you've got any questions, you are the main reason that you're that we are here. So if you've got any questions, would you please ask them so that we can help cover them for you?
Well, I just want to just tell you about that chili cornbread pie. That was delicious, but it was very spicy. Next time I might not put any of those taco seasoning in it and see how that works.
Okay. Is that one, did I pass that along?
Yep, that's one of the ones that you passed along. And the other one was the pomegranate with the wild rice.
Uh-huh, and barley, and, wasn't it?
And that was good. I mean, it had a different taste to it. I don't know even how to even describe it, but it was tasty. And I think I would want to put maybe brown rice in it so it has more bits in it. It seems to run together. You know, I mean that's my.
You would put little bits of.
Well, you know, it calls for barley and it calls for wild rice.
Uh-huh.
And you had to, like, saute rices before you would cook, before you actually boil them.
Uh-huh.
But, so it kind of, I don't know whether it just got mushy. I don't know if it's supposed to be mushy or what, but it was kind of on the mushy side. So I think next time I try it, I might try it with brown rice and just cook it regularly and then add the zest and the pomegranate in it.
Uh-huh.
It was different. I mean, I've never had it with pomegranate. And I peeled the pomegranate the way Buddy was telling us to do.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize that you were supposed to submerge it in a bowl and then open it up. But I put it under a faucet and took it all over the place. And, oh, my God, you should have seen it. I mean, the red stuff squirted all over my sink, all over my tile. Oh, I was having a blast. learning curve, I guess.
Okay. Well, Gads, thanks for sharing that. I stood there yesterday at the grocery store, and I looked at those pomegranates, and I thought, do I want to go home and try to do one of those? I think I'll wait till I hear what Dottie has to say.
Yeah,
because we're going to be traveling.
Okay. One pomegranate makes 2 cups of seeds.
Oh, okay.
You know, and what I did was, I mean, because the recipe called for 1 cup, and what I did with the 2nd cup is I just put it in a little container and left it in my refrigerator. And what I'm doing is, you know, whenever I open up the refrigerator, I just grab a little handful of them and just throw them in my mouth. I don't know. Yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty cool. Yeah.
I have
that's
never
wonderful.
In my life.
Go
ahead. No, you go ahead.
That's what pomegranate is.
No, but
yes, it is.
Okay,
but
just
I was wondering if you could.
Dottie, you go ahead.
I was wondering if you could freeze them. You know, because I bought 2 of them, and it would be kind of cool if you could freeze them. You know, the seeds. And just leave them in the freezer.
The seeds, you mean, Dottie?
Yeah, just the seeds, yeah. After I've already done all the hard work.
Okay, well, let's ask. I hear Wei speaking up, so maybe she's familiar with pomegranates.
If I freeze well, but you know what? Provided you don't cut it up, they last for about a month even. You know that? It gets so well sealed. And the darker the color, the sweeter the pomegranate is. On the outside, that's what the kind of what the color you get on the inside too, for you to look at when you do buy pomegranate as it is.
Okay, so the darker you buy them, probably the healthier, and that's the seeds will be darker too.
I'm not saying healthier, but juicier and sweeter, more palatable. Otherwise, it's the tar and sour.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that means more ripe, but the darker the color. I got to open one, it's almost like ruby, and it's the best one. It's almost yield about a pound of seeds. And that's how I choose to eat in fresh. It's best. Just as it is in your handful and eat it. but yeah, it's just the juicer, the way it is. I think you can try freezing it. But you can leave it as a whole for a long time as well.
Okay, so when you keep it whole...
Go ahead.
When you keep it whole, you keep it, I would imagine, in your fruit bowl out in the room, not in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Dottie, you had something else? Question? Thank you, Wade.
Yeah, she just, I didn't catch everything she said because it was breaking up on my cell phone. I'm home now and I'm going to grab my other phone, but I didn't hear what she said.
I think she's walking this morning too because she was breaking up. Wade, were you, did you say they don't freeze well?
No, I guess they, you know, if you want to freeze them, the only thing you can do is when you freeze them, it just makes drink out of them is the best, like a punch kind of stuff. But otherwise, you know, they're not going to remain the crunch texture as you want it. But then you're going to cook them anyway, so I figure if that's how you want to use it for, it's okay.
Okay.
Dottie, you can always freeze a half a dozen and see what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can throw them in your, you know, when you try to have a lemonade or whatever. You can, you know, after you freeze them, you can take it out and put in your lemonade and just make great lemon pomegranate. So.
Okay, so Dottie, she may have hung up and gone to her other phone, but I think she said...
I didn't catch it all, I'm sorry. I think I heard Ruth's voice. Was she on there?
No, it was Nancy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you heard Nancy from Ohio.
Sounds so much like Ruth, it's unbelievable. What did she say about the pumpkin?
Freeze a half a dozen and see what happens. We freeze cherries and grapes, so try it with a half a dozen. What do you got to lose?
She said they could be a little mushy, but you know, they'd be great if you threw them in your lemonade or whatever. I have to be honest, I have never purchased ever in my entire life a pomegranate. So this will be an all new experience for me, and I'm gathering that it's only the seeds that you eat. Is that right?
Yes, that's all you eat, the seeds.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. The other part doesn't taste it. It's not the food.
Okay.
Yeah, here's the darker the color. Darker the color, the heavier the fruit, or the amount of the size, the better.
Okay, so buy them real dark, as dark as you can get them, and heavy. That means there's lots of seeds in there, so that would be the best.
Huh.
Okay, well, thank you, Dottie. Did that turn out to be a real pretty dish, that barley, wild barley?
It was kind of on a darker consistency. It wasn't really light, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, like when you cook the brown rice, you know how it's more of a lighter. It was, I mean, I don't know why, it seemed more mushier. And I don't know if it was because of the barley.
You might have cooked it a little too long also.
You think?
Yeah.
Because I went by the directions. I try to go by directions.
A little less the next time, and the rice may stay in a firmer or individual basis.
Uh-huh, okay.
Because I find that even with the brown rice, if you overcook it, it does become mushier.
Yeah, probably. And I didn't know if maybe I sautéed it a little too much, too, because it said to, you know, to keep it more, I don't know, give it a little bit more of a crispy taste to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I did like it.
It must have been pretty with the red in it, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did. But the pomegranate turned a little whitish color. I don't know whether it was because of the heat.
Or because you had the red all over the kitchen.
You just put it at the very end, right?
Probably what happened. All the red was on my kitchen and not in the dish.
And you just put the pomegranate in at the end, right?
I did, but maybe I should have let the rice cool down a little bit more because it didn't say that, you know. It's a learning curve.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds good. Thanks. Boy, talk about healthy.
Yeah, and I didn't have it for supper. I did have that chili. That chili was very good, though. That I love the cornbread. The cornbread, I think, cut the hotness of it, too. My husband thought it was too hot for him, but I liked it.
Oh, boy, we like hot, so I'm glad to hear about that. I will definitely try that recipe.
Yeah, it was, and it was, you know, preparation. You know, I think if anything else, it was just a longer process. But I think, well, the rice one was a longer process because you had to do the lemon and, you know, and the pomegranate and, you know, that thing. The other one wasn't that long, just mixing ingredients together. But it came out good, I thought, you know.
Great.
I'd make it again.
Okay, great.
Can I make a suggestion to Daddy, please? You said at the beginning of the call that you had walked already and that you hadn't eaten anything. We talked about this a couple weeks ago on the call, that it's important to get something in your stomach within the first hour of being awake. And so even if you have a little bit before you walk, it starts the furnace of your metabolism moving.
Yeah.
You might want to consider just putting a little bit of something before you go.
What I usually do is I usually do the barley. I have a glass of the barley with, you know, a couple of my vitamins that I'm supposed to take on an empty stomach. And I walk, and then I come back. I find that when I try to have a little something in my stomach, it seems heavy, and I don't seem to have that energy.
No.
I believe it or not.
Okay.
Try a little, just one piece of sprouted grain toast, because it's very light and airy, and but it's still getting your stomach juice to activate, and as you're walking, you're actually burning it, so it's lighter than barley, easier to digest.
What did you say? What did you say to have?
I said just try. I don't know if you have sprouted grain bread. It's made from sprouted, and it's very light. Sprouted grain.
Sprouted.
Yeah, and it's much easier to digest, lighter for your stomach in the morning than barley. Barley is more a little bit harder.
Okay. Well, no, I'm talking about the barley grass. I'm talking about the greenzymes.
No, that's not
it. Which is a powdered drink.
Oh, yeah, you need something more whole than the juice.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, Dr. Patterson said that you are better off exercising before you eat, because then you burn fat rather than muscle. So, you know, just a little bit of something in your stomach starts the metabolism moving, but doesn't weigh you down.
Yeah. I will do that tomorrow morning. How's that?
See how it works?
Okay.
Let us know.
Well, good for you for already having your walk in, though. Pouring down rain here. It's pretty iffy at my house. I'll be carrying an umbrella.
Right now, it's 64 out.
Well,
oh, my.
We're sending it to you tomorrow. Hold on.
I know. It's supposed to get colder, I heard.
Okay. Well, good morning. Does anyone else have any questions here on the call? We are here for those of you that may have questions. As you
this
can
is
see.
Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
I'm changing gears just a little bit, but those other information was very good, too. I need to ask some suggestions. I've been with the program, I guess, since, you know, June, and I haven't had meat or the dairy products. But all of a sudden, a few weeks ago, my body went into this deal, and I just crave sugar. And I know that's why I can't go ahead and lose, because I'm, you know, losing some weight and losing inches. Do some of y'all have some suggestions that would help me to get over this sugar kick?
Are you eating sugar?
Do what?
Have you been eating sugar?
Yes. Stop. I mean, it's just like I'm an addict. I mean, I'm addicted. All of a sudden, I just have wanted sugar, and I put it up so that I wouldn't, and it's just like I'm... Well,
maybe
I just
need to go right in the garbage can.
Okay. Get it out of your house. And if you go, and I have proven this to myself time and again, if you go 2 or 3 days without it, the cravings stop. Get it out of the house.
Okay. Now there is something to it, though, because I went through a period of that myself, and it wasn't candy, anything like that. I would end a meal. And we've never been much dessert eaters, and I felt like I needed something sweet. So there is
something
there. I don't think it's the fact that she's eating it. I don't think that's what started it all. So maybe if you're journaling, Mary Lou, maybe we could find out, you know, what you were eating. Maybe there is something there that triggers it for you.
Okay, I'm thinking I was doing okay as long as, you know, we were having really a lot more fresh fruit and I was going to the farmer's market, but in our area now that's all stopped. So maybe I just need some suggestions on getting more vegetables. I don't have any trouble, you know, getting the rice or the pastas or different things in for, you know, to substitute for our meat. But I'm thinking that maybe I'm not, and I do my salad each meal, but I'm something I'm missing. I'm not getting enough other vegetables. Or maybe I'll have some suggestions of dishes that you're doing for vegetables.
Are you eating any fruit at all, Mary Lou?
Fruit.
Yeah, yes, fruit. I do fruit. But I have not, I cut back because I thought that wasn't the reason I wasn't maybe going ahead and doing it, because as long as we had so much fresh fruit and I had fresh peaches and everything. But I'm not doing as much fruit. Maybe I'm doing
pears are very sweet, and some apples are very sweet, too. You might try using those.
Okay, apples or cherries, you say?
Pears.
Pears, okay. Yeah, I've got pears here.
Yeah, there's some winter pears that are really sweet.
You know, pineapple is really sweet.
Yeah.
And you know, grapes, there are a lot of fruits still available, not like we have in the summer.
Yes, I can get grapes really easy there.
And you have a pomegranate tree in your yard.
Yes, I do. And it's just about gone, though. The season's just lasted for it. Uh-huh. So I'm going to do that. And in fact, the last part of it wasn't as sweet, like she said, with the redness as the other ones were. But the little birds got to it when they popped open. If you don't get them in time, it popped open. So I'll try that, but I just wanted to ask a couple of suggestions from y'all, so this will help me.
Okay. Well, Mary Lou.
Okay, well, go, Mike.
Yeah, I think one of the things, and I think we all go through it, and that is that any time our body is addicted to anything, when our body reaches a point, whether it be narcotics, alcohol, caffeine, whatever it is, when our body reaches a point and we don't get that craving satisfied, then I go into what I call an addiction type of a
situation.
That's
what I would call it.
Yeah, which is telling me that my all of a sudden now my body is reacting. And when you said you cut back on the fruits and things like that because of the season or whatever, see, that's probably what happened, was you were getting your proper sugars through, you know, the natural things that you needed, and then when you cut back, then that's what basically is happening. So then the people that are giving you information on eat the pears or that kind of stuff would be something that might be concerned about. And then watch it and see what happens to your weight. If all of a sudden you get those fruits or something sweet again, if through fruits or whatever, back into your body, by picking up on your weight, by picking up on your fruits and whatever, and if your weight starts to increase again, then that will give you an indication. But then just drop back slowly on your fruit servings until the point that you don't have that craving. And Dr. McDougall talks about it, I know, on his webpage, that people will go through what is called a sugar craving. And that is what, like Mary Lou said, that she went through that. So just what you went through and what your body's doing is reacting in a healthy way, telling you that about the sugars.
Yeah,
but it's nice.
I have my sugar checked real often because I've always been geared to want sweets, you know. So and it was fine. It's at 103 the other day.
Yeah, what you're going, that is excellent. Matter of fact, that is absolutely excellent. And what you're going through is a natural mode towards good health, to better health. But unfortunately what happens is when people go through that craving like you just were talking about, they don't ask the question, and all of a sudden they turn to what Nancy says. All of a sudden they're going for a little piece of chocolate or a little piece of this, and then next day it's a little bigger piece and so forth, and then all of a sudden they fall off that. It's kind of like the alcoholic. All of a sudden he has one drink, then he's got to have two, and then pretty soon he's back on the sugars the way they need to.
But I've been experienced exactly in that mode.
Yeah, and that's very healthy.
Okay.
And in the house, it calls.
Yeah, it does.
And you've got to eat it to get it out of the house. Right, Mary Lou?
Right. And the other thing is, you know, when we get into that and we start eating those sugars, that's really another way to get our body in an acid environment and break down our immune system. So I was wondering about the crave control, you guys. How many of you have you grabbed the crave control and used that when you get that real craving for sugar or sweetener or candy?
I have it here, but I haven't used it, but I guess that might be what I need to do.
Give that a try. I'd be curious to see. I've got it here on my desk. I've used it a couple of times. Now I'm trying to think. I think it was when I was going through the Halloween challenge. So it maybe did help.
Did you just take it, like, once a day? Or
I just took it when I thought I was craving something sweet. I mean, okay.
How many did you take at a time, Mary Lou?
Two.
Okay.
Two.
Well, I'm going to try anything because I don't, I mean, I've worked so hard to get what few pounds I can off, but I know I'm losing. I'm not where the scales are not, but I can feel it in my stomach. I'm thinking the stomach fat's what's going on.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Did you take your measurements before you started?
Yes, I've got them somewhere that I had before then.
Okay,
but
what you need to do is look at your measurements.
Okay.
I took extensive measurements, and I found that I lost all over my body. I lost an inch and a half off my neck, and I'm not a big person.
Lost an inch and a half?
I only lost 2 pounds. I lost 21 inches.
My goodness.
Okay. But that was extensive. I mean, I took, you know.
Where, yeah, like your arms, everywhere, so many rings.
I took two measurements on each arm. I took neck. I took, you know, every place that there I could measure, I measured, you know. And I found I was losing all over my body. So take the measurements also, because
I can tell in my clothes.
My scales didn't go down. I was really disappointed because my scales weren't going down.
Well, me too. They don't go down as much, but I'm down some, but I just knew that I couldn't lose with my sugar addiction, so that's why I wanted to ask y'all, so thank you.
One of the other things, Julie Kalui, or I think her name was Julie, when she talked about crave control, she said that one of the times you want to think about taking crave control is if you do get those cravings, about what time of the day do they start to come on, and then about 2 hours before those cravings start to come on, that's when you should give yourself a nice shot of crave control, and she said it really helped her out in regards to getting through some of those cravings and everything else. So just look at what time of the day you're having them, and then maybe start taking crave control a couple hours before that, and that's just another suggestion, Mary Lou. That's all it is.
Right, in the afternoon and then again late at night.
A big glass of water.
Okay. I thank y'all. Everybody.
Thanks. I was this morning, let me see, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but in my McDougall program for maximum weight loss, I was looking at, his 10 points here. And, of course, the very first point was eliminate all animal foods. I'm not going to read you the paragraphs. I'm just going to give you the points. And number two was eliminate all oils. Number three, eliminate all high-fat plant foods, which would be nuts, nut butters, seeds, seed spreads, avocados, olives, coconut, and soybean products, including tofu, which is 54% fat. These vegetable foods are high in fat, which is effortlessly stored in your adipose tissue. They provide only meager amounts of carbohydrate to satisfy your hunger. Because these foods are not of animal origin, many people are fooled into thinking they're health foods. For this reason, there are many overweight vegetarians with oily skin and hair. That was number three. Number four, eliminate all flour products and go after eat our grains whole. We want to eliminate breads, bagels, that kind of stuff. I think we all know about that. We love our sprouted breads. And then five, eat whole grains and potatoes. All whole grains such as rice, barley, millet, wheat, and oats, and potatoes, including sweet potatoes and yams, fall into this category of starches. They are rich sources of carbohydrate and fiber, which help satisfy hunger, slow digestion and absorption, and reduce insulin secretion by the pancreas. Now, one thing I found, boy, if I'm craving something sweet, Mary Lou, I will fix myself a sweet potato, and I will just drizzle a very small amount of the real maple syrup over it, but that's very, very satisfying for me. Six, eat your legumes, including all beans, peas, and lentils. They have a protein coat and high soluble fiber and carbohydrate content. they cause them to be, these factors cause them to be digested and absorbed into the bloodstream slowly. 7, make green and yellow vegetables 1/3 to 1/2 of your meal. Compared with most starchy vegetables, green and yellow vegetables have about 1/4 the calories. To lower the overall concentration of calories in your meal plan, replace some of the starchy vegetables with green and yellow, but not so much that your meals become unsatisfying. So he's got a chart here which shows the calories per gram. For beans is like 1.3, whereas asparagus is 0.3, and you know, so on. So asparagus, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, eggplant, which I had eggplant in a restaurant back in Tennessee when I was with Margaret last week, and it was very, very good. Actually, it was eggplant with a marinara sauce on it. It was probably fried, but it was very good. Okay, eat uncooked foods. Regular consumption of raw vegetables will cause you to lose weight. You know, the thing is, we were doing great with that all summer long, and I think we all got spoiled. We were going and picking up the stuff from the farmers or out of our gardens, and I know it's a little tougher, but we can make our salads really interesting. This we want to really kick in and put a whole bunch of variety in our salads so that we really, really want our salads. So it says carrots, celery, broccoli, cauliflower, zucchini, snow peas, bell peppers, and onions are commonly eaten raw. Eat your 2 fruits a day uncooked. He says restrict your fruit to no more than 2 servings a day and avoid dried fruit, curry, and fruit juice. Now, that's where, when we first got on this program, I went nuts on fruit and dried fruit, which I had eaten very little dried fruit in my entire life. All of a sudden, I thought, that's nice. I'll eat the dried fruit. And my triglycerides went up. So that was number 9. And use simple sugar sparingly. Good grief. I'm not going to go there because he's got a huge paragraph on that. But common simple sugars such as white, brown, fructose, honey, molasses, maple syrup, and concentrated apple juice all slow your weight loss. And so I hope that y'all find that helpful.
What are you reading from, Mary Lou?
I am reading from Dr. McDougall's program for maximum weight loss. And you probably can get all of that information probably. It's probably on his website, too, because I have found that website is so helpful. In fact, when I was back there with Margaret and we went to the store and we bought a couple of things, we thought, what are we going to do? How are we going to cook this? We were between appointments. How's it going to be good? We went into Dr. McDougall's website and just searched for a recipe. We just found something simple. And then he also gives some helpful suggestions in here on what, you know, your substitutes. Don't use milk, use rice milk. If you want, instead of using milk for drinking, use water, herbal tea, or cereal beverages. Use no butter. Cheese, use a cheese sauce. He's got a recipe in here for a cheese sauce. Don't use yogurt, but we found that lovely whole soy, I think that's what it was called, tofu yogurt that I found even at Safeway. One Char said was pretty clean, and it's, do you remember what the name of that tofu or that soy yogurt was that I told you guys? Maybe I've even got one in the refrigerator.
I didn't realize that soy was so full of fat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we want to use it sparingly if we want to lose. So, well, my yogurt's all gone. I have a yogurt monster in this house. I'll have to go get some more tofu yogurt. But anyway. Pardon me?
Let us know what the name is when you get it.
Yeah, and I got it at Safeway, and I've seen it at Kroger's, and Margaret and I found it at Kroger's, and we also, Fred Meyer.
We don't have any of those.
Huh. I thought you had lots of Kroger's back there.
No, they're in Cincinnati, but not Cleveland.
Okay. Well, I know they're a huge chain, so maybe there's another store under their brand.
under the name.
Marilou, this is Margaret. That yogurt that we got was Hold, W-H-O-L-D, Hold Soy and Company. Soy yogurt.
Thank you, Margaret.
Okay, it's very good. I would have bought some more.
Well, be careful. Check that fat content. You know what we did was we soaked our Ezekiel cereal on it, too. It was very good, wasn't it, Margaret?
Yes, it was. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. We had more cereal than yogurt.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much, Margaret. Any last-minute questions here before we sign off? Because we are way past, and 6 minutes past again.
This is Onita. I'm having a problem with salads in the winter because I'm such a cold person that I hate just having anything cold. Any suggestions?
I know. Well, serve it with something warm. Have to do. And I get to a point where, you know, it tasted so good all summer. I've really had to increase the number of ingredients in my salad in order to make it taste good for me. You know, in the summertime I might get by with 4 or 5, but I'm going back up to my 7 to 10 different ingredients in my salads now, and really, really, really make it good. And we don't have to make it huge, but we really need to have some of those raw. We have to have those raw veggies. And we like to have our chili, and we like to have our soup and that kind of stuff when it is cold, Anita. So, boy, I hear what you're saying, but if you can just have a salad alongside of it or before it or whatever.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. I don't know if that was very helpful, but I hear what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying, but... It's the best thing we can do, you guys. Raw is always better, so.
Right.
Mary Lou?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Dottie. You know what I've done with salad, you know, like sometimes if I've gone out, this is when in my chicken days, you know, when I would get a salad with chicken on the top, and I'd bring half of it home. And the next day, you know, instead of taking the chicken out because it was already mixed in with the salad, I just threw it in the microwave. I don't know if that's a bad word now. But, and then I used to warm it up with the salad, and it used to be really good. It was something different, and it was warm, and the lettuce and the tomatoes and everything was warm, and it made it, you know, enjoyable. Well, I don't know if that will help, but.
Thanks. I'll have to try that.
And also, you know, I've done my green drinks. I said I would never, ever, ever do that, and I've managed to make that, you know, that emerald smoothie with the celery and the spinach in it, and you know, fresh pineapple. So
that's cold too.
Yeah, it is.
You don't have to add ice cubes though. That helps.
No, I don't. I don't add the ice cubes.
No.
Okay. Well, listen, you guys. Have a great day. Have a great rhythm event. Make sure you get out to one of these Rhythm of the Business events this weekend. Very, very exciting times. We're going to be traveling. We're going to Boise, Idaho. Margaret gets Trish Schwinkler in Tennessee. That's pretty kind of cool. And we then will be going back and doing one in Yakima on Monday. So the Rhythm of Nican, boy, there's never been a better time to be talking to people about Nican. So be sure to get out there. There's going to be some exciting announcements for finishing off this year, and we already know where we're going to have our convention next year, and the dates will be announced at that Rhythm event. So very, very exciting times. All right, Monty, have you got my closing statement?
I got your closing statement. Prior to making your closing statement, I'd like to invite everybody to the call tomorrow. We're going to be talking about what Mary and Dr. McDougall are going to be having for Thanksgiving this coming year.
Yay.
And so if you'd like to have any quick ideas there, just go ahead and tune in tomorrow, and we'll go ahead and discuss that. But first of all, let me thank all of our Active Study Paddock groups for their time commitment to this program, and second, thanks to all of our guests for their attendance today. If you have any questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call. Have a wonderful day, and please join us again tomorrow. And Mary Lou, an excellent call.
Thank you,
buddy. Thank you, dear. Have a great
one. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mary Lou. Good call.
Bye-bye. You guys did it.
Bye-bye.